My apologies for tripping a couple sections, being that we typically use cycle A if we have scrutinies and so forth. That it's been a long time since I've done the Luke and Passion, so sorry if my verbiage threw any of you off. As I shared with you last year, the power of this day, two processions, one in glory with palms raised in victory, the other in humility and shame with Jesus carrying a cross. One road, two different journeys. Same streets, two very, very different experiences. As I shared with you last year, it reminds me of the road that connects my house to what used to be St. Patrick Church in central Wisconsin. 1.25 miles, we measured it. And we would walk that road. It was the road that my mother would walk me on whenever she needed to talk to me about something big. We always knew when Mom said, "Jamie, let's go for a walk." It was never going to be just a walk. It took about a quarter of a mile for us to start talking about life and a lot of different things. Sometimes that road was filled with joy. Sometimes that road was drenched in tears. Sometimes that road celebrated. Sometimes that road felt defeat. My road today is the road of glory. Why? Because of the young people who sit right in front of me, our confirmation students. We had our confirmation retreat today. I'm happy to report they're all alive. They all survived. And not only did they survive, and I sincerely wish I would have had a chance to talk with all of you, but the ones I had a chance to talk with shared with me their road. They shared with me their path. They shared with me their 1.25 miles of their life that also has a little bit of Jesus Christ journey sprinkled in. I'm telling you, people, I'm inspired by these young people. You should be inspired by these young people. They are a gift to the Lord. They are a gift to this parish. They are a gift to you. And whether their road to confirmation is one of joy or struggle, let's walk with them. Let's support them. They are the future of you. They are the present of you. They are the gift of God to you. And we are the gift of God to them. They are loved. And so are you, through glory and cross. As we traverse this holy week, let us traverse it together. Let us pray for one another. Let us love the Lord with our whole heart, soul, and mind. Let us love our neighbors, ourselves. And maybe this week is a little spiritual exercise, as I shared with you last year. Find a road to take a walk. Maybe as long as 1.25 miles. Reflect on the days ahead. Take a pilgrim journey this week. And in joy and sadness, in victory and defeat, let us do all things with one another, and let us do all things with the Lord.